chance. Wartell makes a run ahead of it. Bergkamp suddenly changed pace through the centre. It's Bergkamp! That's magnificent! The move, and then this, which left Dabby's ass totally stranded.
Hello, and welcome to a Bergkamp Wonderland and Arsenal podcast. We're here to have a discussion about a certain game played up the road with some absolute scumbags, and I'm joined by none other than Danny. Danny, how are you doing?
I am doing a lot better, but I'm currently weeing every hour and a half, which is, I don't know why. I don't know why my body has gone from every 6 or 7 hours to that. As usual, info on my stuff leaving my body, because I know everybody is really interested in it. So, yeah.
Hugely.
It's 2 days in a row. I've not had more than 2 hours sleep at a time. Yep. Nice. And I had to get up at 1:30 to watch this. But I think it was worth it.
Well, yeah, in the end, it was worth it. So let's wish everybody happy St. Totteringham's Day, everybody. Beautiful stuff. Danny has been keeping a spreadsheet, which he's popped up. Beautiful timing there, beautiful timing. He's been keeping a spreadsheet since 95-96 season, depicting when we successfully achieved St. Totteringham's Day, how we did it, what the points were looking like, and how many games to go, and so on and so forth. Danny, walk us through what we got here.
Yeah, well, the score is, it goes back even further than that, but I couldn't fit it on the screen. I think it officially started maybe around 2002.
Oh, okay.
On who started it and why.
Sure.
The earliest we've ever won it was 11 games to go, and that was on the Invincible. No, 11 games to go, yeah, the Invincible season. And this season we have won it 5 games to go. Last season was 7 games to go. Now, Spurs fans might go, oh, but look at that. We got 6 in a row there. Yeah, but that's 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. That's 32 points they beat us by in that little bit of blue. We're going to break that, wipe that out with last season and this season. So, you know, get back in your box, your Muppets, because it's rubbish. When you look at their finishing positions, 8, 4, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, the glory days when they finished 3, 2, 3, 5, and you get down to bottom 11, 14, 10, 9. They're just absolute pony. So happy St. Totteringham's Day, everybody, you beautiful bastards.
What a game, Danny. What a game. We've got lots of people in the chat. Been flicking through some of the messages. You know, happy St. Totteringham's Day to everybody. John A. Peterson, get in. Well played. Rudy, yes, London is red. London is red, and it will forever be red, especially over the next five odd years. Jesus Christ, Rudy, very proud of the team, as am I, and I'm sure Danny. Elliot's Football, good evening. Good evening. And Hans Yumi. We've got Chris Wood ruined a whole mood. Yeah. I held very little faith about Nottingham Forest getting a result, any kind of result against Manchester City. But I haven't seen the Chris Wood miss. So
I had it on, but I was taking no notes. I was playing FM.
That's fair enough.
And eating cheese. There's been a satellite image released of from NASA. Look at that. Not just North London, the whole of London is.
Of course. You know what? I get sick and tired of people going, oh, it's just North London. No, London is red, you fucking idiot. No, yep. North London is red. No, shut up, you Muppets. Yep. Phil Macker, hello, ladies. Happy St. Totteringham's Day. Good evening. Peter Little, good evening, both. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Englishman in Canada. Double, double. Sol Campbell has won the double. Like that, indeed.
Once told us to stop singing that in a North London derby at Highbury. Could everybody please stop singing that song? So what did everybody do? Did they stop singing it?
They sang the song. That's like saying, don't think of an elephant.
No.
Thinking of an elephant. Well, there we go. Oh, okay. Fair enough. Hans Yumi, it could have been glorious. It could have been a glorious St. Totteringham's Day, but the results still came in nonetheless, guys. Saeed, hola. Father Christmas and Hagrid. Brilliant. Oh, right. Yes.
Well spotted, Saeed.
That's actually pretty good. All right, fair. Boy Tendio. Oh, shit. London is red. It is damn fucking red there, right there. Rudy, Better not watch. Better not watching it back. Woods missed a. I've not seen it. I don't want to look at it. The result is done. It's not like they scraped a loss. They got beaten. I stopped watching after 2-0. I don't want to know anymore.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure people will inform me. Si, City are not going to lose. They are bloody fuckers. They've still got Spurs to play, haven't they?
Well, yeah, and Spurs could give them a game because at times today they were half decent, partly because we were half rubbish. But yeah, they put up a decent fight and they're dirty bastards.
Yeah, I agree. It's a situation of first half Jekyll and Hyde, second half Jekyll and Hyde situation.
Hmm.
But we were absolutely phenomenal.
There's 10 people watching us on Facebook. Hello, everybody on Facebook. If you want to join in on Facebook and type something in the chat, then I can bring it up on the screen like Deke is. That little red thing next to Hantumi's name, that means YouTube. And if you're on Twitter or Facebook, type something. We'll read it out. Probably.
Probably. Hopefully. Your fingers crossed. If you keep writing, you've got a higher chance. It's like entries, isn't it? Entries into a competition. If you add more entries, as in comment, you've got more chances of getting your comment read. Or we can have a discussion about said comment or question even. It's never too early for a question. Pop them in the chat at any point. But yes, hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. So let's talk about lineup, Danny. On a scale of 0 to 10, how excited were you about the lineup?
I was expecting Arteta to go full Arteta, bring Elneny, Zinchenko, Big Bob Holding, pull Pat Jennings out of retirement just because he likes to fuck with
how
things.
Many,
but he didn't.
Games?
He went, oh, we beat Chelsea 5-0 with this. Stick with it.
Oh. How many games has Holding played for Palace?
He played one FA Cup game and against Man United. I just happened to be looking at that this afternoon.
Nice. That's huge. Huge.
He's 20. How old? He's 28. How is Bob Holding 28?
That's so depressing. That's so depressing.
Maitland-Niles is having a good time at Lyon. Got to the French Cup final against PSG. In his last three games, he's got one goal and two assists. He's playing the entire season at right back. Mostly.
I saw him score a pen in like a shootout or something.
Ah, oh, that might have been the semi-final.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Interesting to see. Definitely interesting to see. But yeah, I was excited about the lineup. It was nice to see that Partey was reintroduced into the team. We're looking to and hopefully seeing more of that as the season progresses. Havertz back up top, which was lovely to see. Trossard kept his spot. Fair play. Tomiyasu in at left back. Not really much to talk about. The lineup was exactly what we thought it would be and hoped it would be. And that's exactly what we got, Danny. It was nice to see, wasn't it? That he didn't try and tinker with too much.
It was very nice to see. And it's things like that that make you think this bloke is actually learning his lessons where he's fucked up. Because year after year after year, Wenger would never learn from his mistakes. We're 1-0 down, he would bring on Elneny or Song or someone like that. And you think, well, how is that going to affect the game? And it never did. And today, he perfect lineup. In fact, it was so perfect that he only brought on Kivior when things started getting a little bit shaky bum time. Shaky bum, squeaky bum. Squeaky and Martinelli, bum. I don't know why. But he had Jesus and Jorginho, Vieira, Zinchenko, Ramsdale, Smith-Rowe and Nketiah all on the bench. Didn't get a sniff.
Yep. We did the work. Do you know what? I wasn't too happy with the Kivior introduction. Going to be honest, wasn't happy with it.
You can see why he did it, though.
I can see why he did it. I didn't like it, but I can see why he did it. It felt very passive. It never goes well for us when we bring off Ødegaard in any kind of situation.
It's weird. It's always the captain that comes off. Why is it him you're taking off?
I don't know.
He should be the one stays on, telling everyone what to do.
Yeah, I don't understand. He's the guy that kind of does everything in the middle of the park. So effectively. Zigga, London Blue. We've got a Chelsea fan in here, Danny. What the fuck, you know, is going on? My man is, you got to make some friends, mate. Like-minded friends.
Have we played Chelsea recently? I'm not quite sure.
I think we have.
Okay. Was there any endearing image of their multi-million... Like what's that? Does that remind you of the game?
That does look familiar.
Laying on the floor, crying.
Yeah, look familiar.
How about this? If this will give you a little bit of a... Does that remind you of anything? That man and that score?
I, my under my name, I've got Havertz's Bay, but yeah. I don't think that's got any correlation to what's the image on the screen, Danny. No. I'm not sure.
We probably better move on then.
Danny, I'm not a football. I haven't got a degree in football, so I don't.
Or numbers.
I don't know any of this stuff, Danny. No. So
all nonsense.
Ziggy Zigger. I go and make some friends with some like-minded people. You're probably not in the right place.
Go to London Underground and find all the black people you can find and kick them off the train. It's a park. That's what they do.
I still remember that video. Yeah. That was dreadful. Gentle.
It's so
that
nice.
That was in Paris,
you.
Wasn't it? I think that was in Paris. I believe
well, that's
it was in
the
Paris.
I've seen.
This is very true. This is very true. And Boy 10 Dio here holding his own 28. Yeah.
Unreal.
Well, the thing is, it's because he's been around for so long. It's like Martinelli. Still, people get confused. He's 22, Martinelli, but you feel like he's been here like 10 years.
Mm. Oh,
there we are. But yeah, the lineup, I'm very happy with it. And I was hoping to see a really good game. And that's what I thought in the first half anyway, Danny. So I was watching the game whilst at work today, so I wasn't able to make any notes. But Danny has been a legend and wrote some notes and typed them all out for me and sent them to me on WhatsApp. Absolute golden child. So
you haven't seen my spelling yet.
I'll probably miss all the errors and I'll just read it like I thought it was going to be fine. So don't worry about it. The first opening sort of 10 minutes, it was very back-to-back football between a lot of football being played by Tottenham and a lot of football being played by Arsenal. I was hoping that obviously Arsenal ended up finishing the first half stronger, and we definitely did do that. But it did remind you that we were playing away from home, wasn't it, Danny? And the thing is about derbies is regardless of what's going on, form completely goes out the window. It's like a fresh cup game, isn't it, with these derbies? So
yeah, it's not the easiest place in the world to go and get some points. I'm just going to have a look at the table and see where they click on Premier League and then do the table and then do wide and then their home record. Scroll all the way down. Oh, there they are. Played 17, won 12, drawn none, lost 5, scored 36, conceded 24. And seeing their away record, they've only won 6 away and they've won 12 at home. And so to before today, they only lost 4 at home. So for us to go there and do what we did, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't like to give any plaudits to the scum up the road, but it was a tightly contested game, but it ended in the correct fashion. So I've got some minutes. We've got a few moments here with some free kicks on the 10th sort of minute here with Ødegaard hitting the wall. We've got a 12-minute mark here. Wonder through ball over the defence. Oh, wonder through. Oh, okay. Yeah. From Partey onto an ongoing run from Ødegaard. Catches it, turns, lays it off for Rice, who scored, but offside. I think he saw the flag as he didn't celebrate. But we didn't have to wait too long to see the fruits of our loins. Saka with a corner, whips it in. I was frustrated, Danny. I was like, oh my God, it's front man again. Are you serious? It's a corner and it's hitting the first man. What is wrong with this situation? I don't understand it. But luckily, goes in off Højbjerg for an own goal. And the Vicario's flapping it like old school Flappy Jansky. But lovely.
I was trying to spell Højbjerg with Loll in the middle and I had three attempts at that and gave up. And then I forgot I had to spell his name completely because it had gone off the screen.
We don't need to learn how to spell it. We can just say it. It's fine.
He's a horrible player. I hate him, and I was delighted about the fact that it went off of his fat head.
Yep, I agree. So it was nice.
Photo here.
There we go. Lovely stuff. Where have we got here? Yeah, so Højbjerg leaning over Tomiyasu here, completely missed by Pedro Porro, and just slips in past the keeper near post. Keeper getting beaten near post again. Bad times, eh?
Bad times.
Did you notice, Danny, that when we scored our first two goals, the celebration was that we all got into a huddle and had a good old chit chat. I like that. Here we go. Images up. This is for the second goal, but images up here. And it was, and okay, here we go. And the third goal, we all get together, the unity that we are showing.
Yeah.
Not just once. Wonderful. I don't want to talk about the second half, but the unity that we're showing is absolutely stunning. I absolutely love it. So yeah, 15 minutes in, Danny, and we get ourselves a goal. We're 1-0 up. Then we get a bit of a, then a moment happens, doesn't it, Danny? In regards to, we've got 20 minutes here. Madison free kick drifts in, past Romero, jumps up. No, here we go. Where is it? Oh, yes, here we go. 21 minutes. No goal. Ball comes flying out and spanks it back to Van der Ver. Oh, it's that bit. Yes, it's that bit. Sorry, I'm trying to relive it as we live it. Here we go, yeah. So Pedro Porro, I believe, takes this shot, I think. And then Van der Ver, it takes a deflection and Van der Ver's in the correct place. And he slots it past the keeper. But my funniest bit was he was sprinting around the stadium, pointing at the badge, going absolutely mental for it to be disallowed. I enjoyed it more that way.
And it looks like Mark Goldberg doing the VAR there with the glasses on.
With the gurning.
Yeah. Gurning Goldberg.
There we go.
Found out what he does for a living.
There we go. So let's talk about the two penalty claims from Tottenham. Is that right? Before the second goal? Yeah, it is, yeah.
I think there's two players went down, one and then another. We've got a picture here of them laying on the floor.
So we've got Madison there, and we've got...
Madison spent half the game on the floor rolling around. That's what he does.
He did spend half the game on the ground. Who was the other player? I'm trying to look at the lineup now to get a fresh memory. Kulilevski. Yeah, it was Kulilevski. So Trossard's running behind Kulilevski. They're claiming that he clipped the back of his heel, which then made him trip on his own foot and fall to the ground. But because he tried to stabilize himself whilst trying to still play the ball to Madison, who cleanly gets challenged by Partey, I think it is, they're claiming for two penalties. Thing is, a lot of the camera angles for the Kulilevski situation is, I don't know. I'm still 50-50 on whether he actually just trips over himself or if Trossard does clip the back of his heel, then we did get away with something there. However, VAR did look at them and they wiped them clean, Danny. So I don't know what to say. Do we? So we lead by VAR or we don't use VAR? What? So is it VAR when it's in your favour? Is it VAR when it's not? I don't understand. Do you know what I mean? The letter of the law or not, Danny? I don't understand what to say.
I don't know either. But I see Spurs are trying to hedge their bets by making two players go down in two separate incidents to try and get two penalties. Like if we'd have got both and one get up, take a penalty, then the other one get up and then take a penalty, and then it'd have been 2-1 of them. I see their tactics, but I'm not sure that's how penalties work. But they give it a go.
They did give it a go. They gave it two times a go. That's nice to see. But we managed to get the ball out. Saka's received the ball, plays it out to Havertz, who beautifully turns the ball round. Saka continues his run from deep in our own half, and Havertz plays a beautifully cross-section pass over to Saka, who controls it beautifully. And what do? You don't let Saka come in on his left. Don't let Saka come in on his left. Tottenham, what do? They let Saka come in on his left, and he very easily slots it past an outstretched Vicario. I don't know what to say. It was a very clean counter-attack with an absolute beautiful switch ball from Havertz. Absolutely wonderful. Beautiful switch ball, considering that statistically we have the least amount of switch passes and crosses of any team in the Premier League this season. And that was one, and that was how we scored our goal today, by a beautiful pass from Havertz. But the great, great run, great finish, great control from Saka to make it 2-0. And what it makes it extra sweet is that we score it literally after their two penalty claims. So while Saka's celebrating, they're still checking VAR, and it all goes to plan. Here's the boys huddling again, getting that team spirit moving in the right direction, and we're 2-0 up. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
It was wonderful. And I was thinking, when was the last time we were 2-0 up at halftime against Spurs? Because all the games that I get so worked up about them, I've got no idea, let alone what happened just before halftime. But it was just playing absolutely stunning. I don't think any gooner would have said we'd be 3-0 up at halftime. If you did, you need your head rubbing, because that was... So at that point, they've had three good chances to score. We've had three, one of which was Declan Rice, which was ruled out. So much action in the first half. I've actually downloaded the whole game already.
Nice.
But I can't really show any of it because we're all in YouTube prison.
We cannot show anybody this.
No.
I want to talk about Benny Blanco, Danny, before we talk about the third goal. I feel like Benny Blanco needs to be discussed. When was the last time, Danny, that you saw a player like him cause so much shithousery, literally all because of a goalkeeper? I've never seen so much targeted harassment from one player to the goalkeepers in the Premier League. Every keeper must fucking hate Ben White.
I don't know why, though.
Hate him. I love him. I absolutely love him.
Oh, he's brilliant.
He causes so many problems to them. There's one moment that I want to discuss today. Two moments, actually, that I want to discuss today in separate instances. One of them, there was a moment where we were going to take a corner and Ben White was nowhere near the keeper, right? And their commentators were going, Dixon and someone else was going, oh, he's not near, Ben White's not near the keeper this time. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Six of the Tottenham players were desperately trying to keep him away from the keeper. So I'm thinking, he causes such a kerfuffle and they all get so stressed with him.
That's why they all hate him, I remember now. He just bothers them.
Exactly. But my favourite moment of today was there's a clip on Twitter of him standing behind Vicario, right? And trying to undo his goalie glove. He's trying to take his gloves off his hands whilst he's in the goal. So, if you haven't seen it, then I'm not even going to give the very lonely boy any attention at all. I'm just going to let him crack on.
I mean, they've got this username is a Spice Girls song. I mean, that says it all.
It is what it is. It is what it is. He's a young boy. He's looking for friends and he's not going to find any here.
No.
So you need to go and check it out on Twitter, guys. Benny Blanco literally just sort of lifting the part of his glove off his hand. I wet myself. I was like, he's got all the tricks in the book to piss them off. It's so funny. So let's talk about the third goal. Havertz, my man. He scores again today. He loves a London derby, doesn't he, Danny? Loves a London derby. He loves scoring against subclass London-based football clubs, that's for sure. Arsenal are and will forever be the most successful football club in London. And we need to just accept facts. I know facts hurt your feelings, but we've just got to move forward in the right direction, guys. It is what it is. So Ben White is having some fun with Vicario, which leaves an extremely free header from Declan Rice.
He's falling backwards, the keeper. No one's near and he's falling over.
Yeah, Ben White, he cracks me up. He was literally standing with Vicario the entire time and no one was protecting the keeper. So it gave Havertz an entirely free header and slots it past the keeper really easily and makes it 3-0, Danny. What a game. What a game, eh?
And then I'm thinking, oh, could it be like when we smashed those, the Chelsea Rent boys, when we smashed them 5-0, could we surpass that, get more goals? Because we are the best goal scoring team in the league.
We've got the most goals scored. Exactly. Yeah. We've got the most goals scored and the least goals conceded. We are the superior football team at the moment. And it's clear to see, especially in the first half. Is glove tampering allowed? This is the question that's going around on social media right now. They're trying to figure out, because I've never had a conversation about a player tampering with goalkeeping gloves. So I don't know what the rules are. There's probably not any rules. But now Benny Blanco's done it, they're probably going to have to introduce something. So I don't know. I'm just enjoying the shithousery. I've never met someone of his caliber doing this shit. It's like fucking crazy. And they hate him in set pieces. They hate him. He causes so many problems.
I'm looking for the game. I've got so much stuff in that file.
What are you trying to look for?
I'm trying to look for the thing where he plays with his gloves.
It's a corner in the first half. Yeah. It's in the first half. And it is from a Saka corner.
I don't think I've downloaded it.
It's bottom of the pitch, bottom right hand corner of the pitch corner. Yeah. Never mind, no worries, no problem. It's on Twitter anyway. You can find it on Twitter. I'm sure. Good. I'm sure you can find it on Twitter. I like to tweet. Hold on. Let me re-find it. Why have you sent me a link on Twitter?
I forgot. I just send everyone a DM.
Let me get the tweet. I'll like it, and then we can. Oh, have you seen as well? Kai Havertz did the meme of him being AI'd into the guy that comes onto the stage. Remember that? You seen that? You know that meme?
Everyone's doing that at the moment.
Kai Havertz has done one with him coming on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Here we go. I've got the tweet. I'm going to copy it, and I'm just going to. Where should I? I'll just put it in the chat, right?
Yeah, put it in the chat.
There we go.
I'll find it.
I've just put it. There we go. I've just put it in.
Okay, then I'll. It's only 3 seconds. Right, here we go. Present this one, that, this, and full screen.
I absolutely love him. He's such a bastard. They must hate him. Even, look, he's like, get off.
Well, he famously doesn't know anything about football, so he doesn't even know what he's doing. He can't take the blame for
it. This is very true. I had to talk about it because I saw it on Twitter before the pod started, and I was like, we need to have a discussion about Ben White's level of shithousery, and when will it end? Or what level does it stop? He finds new levels to be a douche, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So I just wanted to talk about that because it was absolutely wonderful. Anyway, first half ends, and that's it. Yeah, Son gets a chance, but he puts it wider. Puts it well over, which is a conversion in rugby, by the way, Danny. So there we go. Good stuff for him.
So I've got the crowd here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, just looking at the Spurs fans. Look at them. Nice of Maguire to turn up.
See the guy with the brown coat in the middle of the screen?
Yeah.
With the one going, That's the face you make when you meet someone that you don't really want to talk to. You're like,
Yeah. And see the one in blue. You can see he's had a season ticket at Spurs for at least 50 years.
Yes.
Close to
what a depressing existence. You know, it's bad times, eh? Bad times.
They did win the FA Cup in 1991, though. I mean, it's not all been bad.
Oh, that's quality.
Yeah, and
brilliant.
They won the league in 1961. And that's not that long ago, is it?
That's pretty decent.
63 years ago? That's not too bad. More recently than Newcastle.
They won a League Cup. Didn't they win a League Cup in like 2000?
Yeah, George Graham was the manager, I think, when they won the League Cup. Or Juan de Ramos, I think. I don't know.
Someone. Who knows? I don't really know. There's not a lot of history, so I don't really take an interest in it. First half finishes really, really strong, Danny. Good stuff, right? I was very happy with this.
Extremely happy, wondering where it was going to go, and thought it's just going to get better and better and better. There's a really interesting, that half time.
So Opta Joe here. We've got all five of the own goals scored in the Premier League North London derbies have been by Tottenham players. What a beautiful record to hold.
Sums them up.
With all five also putting Arsenal 1-0 up. Armstrong in March 2000, Wimmer, oh my God, Wimmer in November 2016, Lloris in January 2023, and Romero in 2023, September 2023. And then Højbjerg in today. Good stuff. Well played. That's lovely. They're always just giving presents. They're so giving. They're so lovely.
They are nothing if not giving.
I completely agree. So we had a great first half, Danny. We wanted, obviously, the second half to be pretty much the same as what we've seen in the first half, right? Yeah?
I can't see any reason why it wouldn't be exactly the same.
Why would it be any different? We're flying high. We're challenging for the Premier League title. We're going toe-to-toe with the machine that is Manchester City, or as we like to call them, the T-1000. They just keep going. Mm. They're going to have to break some records of their own to win the title. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But, we're in good spirits. We're in very good spirits. We finished the first half strong 3-0. So, second half goes exactly the way we want it, doesn't it, Danny? Just goes the way we want it.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't go that way. We have a few moments here, 52 minutes. Puts a keeper, makes a save, puts out for a corner. But 63 minutes here. Goal. Romero. Ryan gets a back pass. Has all the time in the world. and kicks it right at Romero, who stops the ball, runs at the goal and scores. Was it Romero that scored? I didn't think it was Romero.
I'm not sure who scored the goal. Let me have a little look. It was, Romero.
It was for Romero. You're completely right. It was Romero.
Never knowingly.
Slots it past the keeper, makes it 3-1.
What was your
thoughts then, Danny? Don't hold back.
He's done so much good. You're allowed to do some bad. It's not like he's gone full Flappy Anski where most of the time that the rest of them, why doesn't cut and paste fucking work? Fuck, I hate Facebook, you fucking useless fuck.
Tell me how you really feel, Danny. Don't sit on the fence about this. Tell me how you really feel.
I just hate everything about fucking cutting and pasting. It's just going, no, sorry, can't cut and paste, nothing's working. Well, fuck you, Facebook, and you're, it's not even fucking human, fuck him. We have got a little, where are we up to? Rudy. So we've done Rudy's one. Right, if we get rid of that, and then I go down to here. And I think we all get away with playing the clip because it's very, very short. Here we go. Raya.
Même la réussite.
Ouh, David Raya! Quelle imprudence! Et but de Chris!
Do you see that again?
If we have to, Danny. I'm not really interested in seeing it anymore.
But we're going to follow that up with this little thing there. David Raya, top of the clean sheets league, he's got 14 clean sheets in 29 games now. That's that more than makes up for what he did there. But that, you thought, oh no, that's possibly one of the last things we need when your goalkeeper messes up and something like that happens, because you're in trouble. Because then everyone starts to think, is he having a wobble? Are things going to start going wrong? People start questioning each other, not wanting to give the ball back to him. And his long balls downfield are some of the, there's another view of it, some of the most important parts of the tactics is him to get the ball and launch it downfield. And everyone knows that if you've got a goalie behind you who's having a bad day, you're not going to want to give him the ball. And if you don't give him the ball, then that's part of the tactics out the window.
I'm not worried, Danny. I'm not worried at all. I'm not worried. Yeah, it's an error.
I was concerned, not worried.
Everybody's got an error in them. This is the first goal he's conceded in over 10 hours of away football. Not worried in the slightest. He made an error. He knows that. We won the game in the end. I don't see anybody that's going to get on the back of Declan Rice for giving away the penalty that we will discuss momentarily. And rightly so. You shouldn't be getting on the back of either of them. Yeah, Raya made an error. It's fine. We move forward. Sure. It happens. Everybody makes an error. Some of the best keepers in the world make errors. Look at the game that we played against Liverpool. Alisson made a big error with Virgil van Dijk. He's one of the best keepers in the world. So it is what it is. We just move forward and we stay strong. The game finished the way we wanted it to in the end. And the celebrations between Saliba, Gabriel and Raya were just as we thought it would be, where they all embraced each other again, because they know that regardless of the result, and okay, they failed on the clean sheet part, but they're all moving towards the same goal, and that is winning the Premier League, and that's what we want to do. So we're going to keep in good spirits, and hopefully we can get the result that we deserve. Forest didn't do the result for us today, but we can move forward in the right direction. But yes, let's go back to the minutes then. So we concede that really, really, really annoying sloppy goal. Really bad error from Raya. He knows it. It's frustrating. 3-1, Danny. 3-1. Unbelievable. Couldn't believe it.
But then I expected us to rally round, and we were still playing attacking football. It wasn't like when I'm 3-0 up and Football Manager, and I let a goal in, I put everybody on defence, and I end up losing 5-3 because I don't know what I'm doing. So we didn't
I'm going to mention Ziggy Zaga one more time, because I just want to say thank you. You're giving us an extra viewer, meaning that you're supporting an Arsenal cause. So we appreciate the support. Thank you for the viewership. Thank you for giving us one extra viewer to get us boosted in the YouTube algorithm. So we appreciate you. Thank you. That's really kind. We really appreciate it. Keep hanging around. That's why we're enjoying the engagement.
That's why we haven't banned
you. Exactly. Why would we ban you? You're giving us viewership. Because if we ban you, you can't talk and you'll leave. We want you to be here, because you're helping the numbers. So we appreciate it.
271 people laughing at you.
Exactly. So we really do appreciate
at your club.
That's it. So thank you very much. I just wanted to say thank you, Danny. I'm a man I want to give. I've got a lot of love to give.
Yeah.
And he deserved it.
and it didn't cost him £1 billion for everyone to laugh at him, which
that's
is
very
better
true
than this man, owner of his club.
Very true. Bowley, Todd Bowley, good times. As I said, I'm looking forward to the fire sale in the summer, so there we go. Melvin Marks has written, are we allowed to say Raya is a liability? After what I said, probably not. I wouldn't say so. The guy has conceded. That's the first time he's conceded in over 10 hours of away football. I'm not worried. That's fine. No. I'm not worried in the slightest. We've got a few moments here where we're trying to play football. Obviously, Martinelli is introduced into the team. You know, there's lots of moments here. Danny, how did you find Partey play today?
Slow and careful. Mm. And he wasn't going to try and do anything too wonderful because it's only his second start. So you just go and slow and easy, do your job. Don't try and do anything a little. Don't try and do what Raya did and be a little bit clever and kick the ball at someone because he's trying to be a little bit clever with his left foot lobbing it downfield. He's just doing what needs to be done. And that's all we can ask for him. If he just does that for the rest of the season, he'll start every single game if he wants for the next three or four games. And then we'll look back at that and go, he was missing from that part last season. Didn't play in any of it, I don't think. And then this season he was there and he did everything he could. He's reliable and solid. And that's all you can ask from a man playing in that position. Tackle, pass, nothing more. No goals, no skills, no overhead kicks, none of that nonsense.
I agree. Good. 77th minute, first booking of the game. Were you expecting a derby between Arsenal and Tottenham and an Arsenal team that are challenging for the Premier League title in the final four games of the season? Were you expecting the first card to be in the 77th minute, Danny?
Well, tackles attempted. Arsenal 34, successful 24. That means 10 of them were bad and Spurs was 23 good out of 32, which means 9 were bad. So that's 19 tackles that didn't work, and then to only end the game with 3 yellow cards. And I think Ben Davies is because he's a shit footballer and
Jesus,
he sacked twice in a row. They said he was 31, more like 41. You're fucking shit.
Subpar football player, isn't he, Ben Davies? Unbelievable.
Dejan was just a diving little prick. He'd been doing it all game. How Rikarlison didn't get a yellow card for me. You've got it in the notes. But Partey's one was a tactical one. Good move.
Yeah, I agree. Partey situation. You're right. He was more reserved. But you're also correct. This is his second start, in a very, very long time. So I'm hoping that we'll see as the games progress. He's got Bournemouth next coming up on the weekend. It's a 12:30 kickoff on Saturday. So very, very early one. I was blown away. Sorry, I got distracted by that comment that went on the screen. Come on, City. What?
This is goon documentaries. I don't know what that means. If you're a goon, that means gooner, doesn't it? I don't understand. Who knows?
Goon is also a slang term for chronic masturbator. So maybe that's what he is. maybe. We've got Bournemouth at 12:30 on Saturday. I'm hoping Partey to start there again. Get some more minutes under his belt, get more comfortable. Then he goes to Old Trafford on the 16th. And then we finish the season on the 19th. The 12th, Man United. And then it's the 19th with Everton, with the final game of the season at the Emirates, which would be nice to celebrate a league title, wouldn't it, Danny, at the Emirates, the final day of the season?
It would be
very, very nice.
Everton have got nothing to play for, which is good.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly. So we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about United. They are awful. They were subpar against Burnley. Jesus Christ, they're rubbish.
Yeah,
it's such a shit football club.
That is.
I can't believe it. But I'm getting sidetracked by slagging off United, which is not a bad thing in a lot of ways. 86th minute. Should we talk about the penalty then?
I just saved something and now I can't. Oh, here we go. So managerial stat. Yeah, we've got a screen grab of what, but I don't know what happened. What would happen? It looks like the ball's come in and he's gone to clear the ball and kicked him in the nuts. I don't know why that's a penalty. It's not like you've tackled him or fouling him on purpose. You've gone to kick the ball and the ball's gone and you've missed it. And what all am I missing? I don't understand the rules of football anyway.
No, sure. No, I appreciate that. I think the tough part here would be if it was anywhere else on the pitch, it would be a foul. So it has to, by the letter of the law, be a penalty. It is a penalty. It's a shit penalty to concede, but it's a penalty nonetheless. You've made a challenge with the player, regardless of how you do it. You've made a challenge with the player and you've missed the ball entirely. And that's what Declan Rice did. When the VAR was looking at it and the referee was called over to the camera to look at it, and he took half a second to look at it and confirmed it was, Rice looked very sheepish. He knew that it wasn't... It wasn't going to
be. That's why he's a footballer and I'm not, because I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Fair enough. But my point being, once again, is I've got no qualms with it. I love Rice. I think Rice has been absolutely incredible for us all season. So I'm not going to therefore get on his back because of a little error that he made in a game that we finished with a win. So I'm not going to overthink it. So Heung-min Son steps up to take the penalty to put Tottenham into a 3-2 deficit in the 86th minute to put Arsenal into squeaky bum time, part two. Part one was when Kivior came on. Part two, Heung-min Son puts the penalty away very cleanly. I was literally in the car looking at the game and I was like, oh my God, please, please, Raya, if you want to make up for your error earlier, please, please, please. But it was a solid penalty from Son. I can't really complain about it. Great penalty from him. And 3-2, Danny. 3-2.
That's never happened in the history of the known universe. I'd have taken that if you'd offered me that before the game. That's not how football works. If anybody says that to you, report them to the police, because that is corruption. Offering you a result before the game is started. So don't allow that. But 3-2, happy with that. Happy with the way we played in the first half. They probably would be a bit disgruntled that it didn't end in a draw. They could have got more goals in the beginning and were unlucky. A couple of times they hit the post. And to come away from there with 3 points, I am delighted. And I'm double delighted because it is against them fucks.
You? Yeah, no, I agree. I just realised that Kivior came on after the goal. I thought it was before. It makes sense that it would have been after. Okay, so squeaky bum will change the numbers, but it's not important. I just feel like I needed to say that. But yeah, it is what it is. We concede. You know what's annoying, Danny, is we're 3-0 up at halftime, right? The two goals that we concede are errors.
True, yes.
Errors from a...
I think maybe the moment really... got to them, because that was only... Raya's second North London derby. He had a bit of a flapper in the first one, 2-2 at the Emirates, I think it was. And then Rice's, that is his second North London derby as well. So yeah. I think that is such a special occasion that it maybe the nerves got to them, because, I mean, half the Spurs fans are all fucked off by that point anyway. So it's almost like a home game for us. If that had carried on going, we'd had more of our fans there than theirs.
I'm not going to get on the, as I said, guys, I'm not going to get on the back of Raya and Rice.
No, there's no point.
The errors. We won the game, guys. We are still giving it to Manchester City until the final day of the season. And regardless of the result, what a season it's been. I don't care. I've enjoyed last season. I'm enjoying this season. And I'll tell you what, we've got 2, 3, 4, 5 more seasons to go with this kind of Arteta premise and ideology pushing through to the forefront. I'm absolutely loving it. So I'm just enjoying football. So I'm not going to get annoyed and flustered over those two errors that we conceded. Yeah, okay, it's crap that we conceded the goals and we didn't get the clean sheet and we didn't look as convincing as we thought we were in the first half or whatever. But it is what it is. Every player's got an error in them, including £100 million centre midfielders that we got for 105 odd, okay? And we said that we stole them off West Ham even. So we were saying 150 plus then. So, and he's got an error in him. And it happens, guys. It happens. We get 6 minutes of extra time. We get 6 minutes of extra time, which is not what we all wanted at all. But there was a moment. Was it where Havertz was literally in? He could have been in on goal, but it was chased down by a Tottenham defender.
He was really been running all day. He was breathing out of his arse at that point.
Havertz played phenomenal. Absolutely, yep. Phenomenally. He was such a, what a pivotal player that Havertz has become in this Arsenal side, Danny. Did you expect
whatever your question is, it's no. If it is concerning him, I expected nothing.
Oh, okay, right. No. My question was, did you expect anything? But nothing. You expected nothing from him.
No,
right?
I didn't.
No, but you weren't expecting him to become as important as he is.
No,
were you?
No,
at all. Not even a
little
bit.
Especially after the way he started.
Sure.
I thought it's just going to be another one where it's going to be 2.5 seasons of shit, loan him out, and then release him on a free.
Yeah.
But I trusted the process. I said it all the way along. Go back to listen to any of the shows. I didn't think he was playing well. I didn't think he was in the right position. I was convinced that the best position for him was out wide, like he was when he was with Leverkusen. But it turns out, but I said, I just trust Mikel to do it because he knows more than I do. And I said the same with Raya. And I'm glad I did now. There's a lot of people with a lot of egg on their face out there.
I agree. I completely agree. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. I don't think Arteta's praised any other player more than Kai Havertz this season. In most press conferences, and if he's mentioning a player off his own back, he's talking about how much he absolutely loves Havertz, how him and Edu just pulled an absolute masterclass move and brought him to the club. Because Arteta doesn't like to take all the plaudits for it. He gives it to Edu as well. So I couldn't believe, I remember when we signed him, I couldn't believe that we pulled it off. I thought it was like a fever dream. I absolutely love Kai Havertz, and which everybody knows, since the moment we signed him. I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely blown away. And he's turning into the player I hoped he would. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And we've got him for more and more seasons. He's still young. He's 24, Kai Havertz. He's got so much football to play. And he's going to be a pivotal player for us for the next, I don't know, 5 years or whatever, you know. So I'm intrigued to see it. But yeah, the game finishes in a 3-2 win. I find it funny that the keeper was constantly, Vicario was constantly trying to get to Ange, saying, "Let me go up for the corner. Let me go up for the corner."
Waving. And he did. We almost, didn't that happen recently where someone scored because the goalie came up? I think that's happened recently. I don't know what league it was. I watch a few different leagues.
I don't know. But what I do know, Danny, is Zigga Zigga is no longer here.
Where's he gone?
He didn't like my comment, obviously, about him being a fan and supporting Arsenal content. I miss him.
There were great days while they lasted.
There were good, great days. Really happy with those moments. But game finishes 3-2. Couldn't believe it. We managed to get the result. I completely forgot about the fact that we conceded those two goals and focused very heavily on the fact that we are still very much in the race for the Premier League title. And happy St. Totteringham's Day to everybody in the chat. Thanks for popping by. Great stuff. But yeah, there we go. What did you make of the overall game then, Danny?
Delighted. Like we always say, in 10 years' time, you're going to go to Rothman's football year, but you're going to open it up on the season 23-24. It's going to say W3-2. That's it. Doesn't give you any context to squeaky bum time, any of that lot. All we give a fuck about is that these beautiful bastards played magnificently. One's having a little tug, the other two are holding hands, and they got a blue, yellow, and red shoes, kind of the rainbow colours. So, you know, maybe they're about low five each other. I don't know what's going on. And then we got this wonderful thing. From Squawker, Arsenal have not lost a Premier League game against a Big Six team this season. 3-1 United, 2-2 the Scum, 1-0 City, 2-2 the Chavs, 1-1 the Bin Dippers, 3-1 the Bin Dippers, 0-0 Manx Shitty, 5-0 the Rent Boys, and then 3-2 at the Scum. Only one left to go at Old Trafford. So do they hate us more? Or do they hate City more? Who knows? And quick look at the league table. Still top of the league. They may have a game in hand, but they've got to win that game. If they draw that game, that's not good enough because our goal difference is 7 better with only 3 games to go. And they've got to play Spurs yet, who are going to roll over and let them win about 9-0. So
I'm going to have a quick look at the fixtures for City just so I can look at them one more time.
Yeah,
just for pointless reasons, because there's no point in me looking at this, but I want to look at it regardless. You all fuck yourselves. I'm looking at it, guys. I'm still going to hold optimism. All right, Go fuck yourselves. So, so City have got obviously got an extra game to play.
Yep.
I love it when Carl Jenkinson just appears. We've got they've got one more extra game to play, which they need to play on the 4th of May. They're playing against Wolves, who have been pretty decent this season.
Yes.
Pretty decent this season. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? On May the 11th, they've got, so that's the day before we play United. They've got Fulham at Craven. I've seen crazier moments happen. Leno's been a solid keeper this season. I've seen crazier moments. Muniz, it looks great for Fulham. He's a solid striker option recently.
That's a bit of a bargain. He's only 22, isn't he?
Banging in the goals. On the 14th, so 3 days later, they go to the toilet bowl in Tottenham. Ooh. And they go and play them. So in the space of 3 days, they've got two away games, Danny. If they were home games, I would be like, okay, it's gonna be tough, but it's doable because they don't have to be traveling too far.
Mm.
But to go all the way down to London, to go all the way back to Manchester, a day later, go all the way back down to London, to then go all the way back to Manchester. So I don't know. I don't know. Some weirder things have happened. Two big London trips in the space of 3 days, guys. I've seen weirder things happen.
And we've got 6 days till we play Bournemouth, and then we've got 8 days until we play United, and then we have got 7 days until the last game of the season against Everton. That is a lot of resting time, putting your feet up and taking it easy.
Boy, Tendio, what a comment. Spurs are going to best City and gift their arch rivals the league. It's beautiful.
They think they're going to get Champions League, don't they? Because if you look at the league table, where are they? All the way down there, 60. Now, Villa drew their last game, but Spurs have lost two in a row now.
No, but they've got two games in hand, so they've got Champions League to play for.
They do, because if they win both of them, they're only a point behind Villa.
That makes it really lovely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Tottenham have got something to play for. Yep. Tottenham have got something to play for. I'd love it if they gave us the title. That would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
How about this little thing? Fastest managers to 100 wins. Arteta has beaten Wenger by 10 games.
Pep Guardiola at 134. That is
Well, the first and second were all done with money, so they can be wiped out.
Yeah, I agree.
And Klopp can be wiped out because he threatened to bite them. And so Alex, well, that was in the black and white days, so that doesn't really count. So Arteta is actually the best.
That's true. I agree with that. I concur with that.
Numbers. No simple numbers.
Simple numbers. And you know me, guys. I know numbers. I just know them very well. But yeah, I'm not worried. And then City play West Ham United at home on the final day of the season. So I've seen weirder things happen, guys. I'm going to keep real positive about this. If you've got any questions, put them in the chat now. We're coming up to the hour mark. If you've got any questions, put them into the chat now. And if you like the video or like this live stream, give us a like because you like it. That's how it works. And if you're brand new and you haven't subbed, give us a sub. That'd be nice.
It's only £5,000 per month. And I will send I'll send Big Bob round to beat the money out of you. But it's worth it. It goes on... I spend it on cats.
Danny, what did you make of the comments from the... Was it the FA? Talking about the 115 allegations of Manchester City saying, we'll be doing it soon.
It reminds me of when Sean was a young teenager. Everything was, I'll do it later. No, I'll do it later. Go and tidy your room. I'll do it later. Eventually, and she still hasn't done them. And she's 26 next month. So,
that's the best analogy I could ever think of.
The bastards, they don't
like
give a fuck.
Petulant teenager.
Because they know if they try and take points off them, those scumbags that own them have got enough money to bankrupt the Premier League, to bankrupt the FA with solicitors.
Yeah.
They'll turn up in gold-plated Rolls Royces and they will have 1,000 lawyers. And they will verbally beat them into submission, and then they don't want that.
That's exactly right.
Ron Reed says, "Who's our player of the season?" I suppose you're going to say Raya. I'm going to say No? Who are you going for?
No, I'm not going Raya. I don't want to be... I think everybody would mostly say Rice. They'll probably say Rice. But I'm going to go with Ødegaard.
That's who I'm picking, Ødegaard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at Phil Macca. So that we don't beat him up for £5,000 a month, he stuffed £1.99 down my cat's vest.
Oh, I thought you slipped it.
I don't know why.
Your little pocket there.
Do you want something for that money, Phil? Immediately, YouTube are taking half of that. So that'll keep them going for a while. But thank you very much. There's no message involved in that. There's no demands. There's no nudie pics or, you know, have some money. Threw it at us. Like we're a couple of beggars busking. It's like we're a Hagrid and Santa tribute act.
I like that.
Anyway,
I like that. Phil. Thank you so much, Phil. You're freaking awesome, dude. You're really, really freaking awesome. Yeah, if you've got any questions, guys, put them in the chat. I feel like a few people have said Ødegaard. Gold Rolls Royce. It's for the lawyer's assistant. Oh, okay. Bring back Jorginho or keep party for... Oh, that's a question.
Oh, I can't answer that. I'll start that.
There we go.
Special joins. They bear on payroll, as my lawyer friend says, delay till time frame is... Is there a time frame where they're no longer allowed to do anything about it? Is there a slight statute of limitation?
Ooh, that's an interesting statement.
I don't know if
yeah.
that applies. That's the wording for what we have in this country, but you hear it in... When I'm watching The Good Wife, there's always a statute of limitations. I murdered someone, but it was 10 years ago. I did it. Ha ha.
Sorry.
Yeah. I won't do it again. And you can't get me. Or can the owners of Man City cross the border to Canada like they do in all the Vietnam films and don't have to bother? Is that possible?
Renry, really? Did you really bring that shit back up again? What the fuck? Leave that.
Oh, he wasn't here. No, he was late. He's probably asking why Hagrid.
Oh, no, he's laughing. He's just bringing it back. So it brings back into comment.
He was late.
Conversation. Henry, come on, yeah. mate.
He's out riding his bike in the middle of the road, annoying people when he's got about a dozen.
Are you wearing pit vipers, Henry? Are you wearing pit vipers on your face? They look like pit vipers. Love a good pair of pit vipers. They're fantastic glasses.
Hello, Bergie.
Prestige. Yeah, if you've got any questions, guys, put them in the chat. We'll do some questions now. We've got 6 questions. Let's do those. Boy Tendio, how seriously should we take Arteta as a manager? ? Is he generational? He's looking like it. If you ask me, Danny, is Arteta, is he a generational manager? Is he the man to lead us for the next decade?
Well, we know the man who helped make Wenger great was David Dean. You've got to have a man as the director who is able to get the players to come in and be a figurehead to take some of the flack, get shit done. Yep. And Arteta has got that man in Edu. So you need, and when David Dean left, Arsenal crumbled. So I think Edu's got to take some of that credit. Brings them out, gets the cigars out, has a barbecue of Brazilian beef, whole cow each, and it's
a bit of picanha.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's beautiful stuff. Stunning. Love picanha. It's a very lovely cut of beef. Very popular in Brazil.
I'm happy with McDonald's.
Oh, okay. Well, each to their own, I guess, Danny.
Yeah,
each
to their own, but yes. The answer is yes. He's showing that he's looking like that.
I wanted Arteta before Unai Emery. Just going to put it out there, guys. I wanted Arteta before Unai Emery. I had a wallpaper of him in an Arsenal manager kit. I was well on board. I was well on board with the idea of Arteta taking over Wenger. No stresses.
I was the opposite. As soon as I found out he was coming, I wasn't happy.
Really? See, I was excited.
You don't want someone driving the bus to school who hasn't got a bus driver's license.
Sure, but if he's naturally talented towards it.
Not if he's drunk.
Well, then we agree. Then. Mr. Boblex, have Liverpool bottled it, considering they have? They said it that we did it last season. Yes, Liverpool at one point were 10 points ahead of us in the league, 9 points at the top of the table. Just saying, bottled it, but we don't say that because it's Klopp's last season. Danny, can we quickly discuss that this is Klopp's final season, right? Have you heard they are doing a documentary behind the scenes.
Oh, please.
It's going to be...
Amazon one?
I think so. Oh. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Especially after yesterday's antics between Salah and Klopp on the sideline, having a little bit of a tiff.
Down to?
No clue. If anybody knows anything about the tiff between Klopp and Salah yesterday on the sideline when he was getting substituted on, me and Danny would love to hear about it because we love to see the downfall of the Dirty Scousers. Very happy to see that. So I'm looking forward to the documentary, Danny. I just wanted to remind you that that was going to happen and we can all enjoy it together.
Yeah. Echo.
But yes, Mr. Boblex. Yes, they have bottled it. Danny, have Liverpool bottled the season?
Oh, they've bottled it immensely in a style that is absolutely hilarious. And I love it. And I want it injected into my ears. I think that's how
absolutely stunning stuff. Stunning stuff. Question. I think this one is for Deeks, but Danny might have FM and couch knowledge. Jorrel Hatto, do we want this player? He completes our back line in a way. I have him on FM. I have him on FM in my Arsenal team, in my current Arsenal team. Hatto is a class player, class left back. If we had Jurrien Timber on the right in the next few years, when Ben White is just doing Ben White.
He played again today, 70 minutes in a 2-2 draw.
He did. He's getting the minutes in. He'll probably make the bench now for Bournemouth, right?
Well, maybe.
I'd be interested. I'll tell you what, wouldn't it be glorious if he came off the bench at like half time for Bournemouth because we're 5-0 up? So he gets minutes in, and then we go, oh my God, he's amazing. He's doing so well at left back. And then we use him against United and we dominate with him. I can live in a dream.
Tommy has been playing really well.
Yes.
I'm very happy with Tommy. Slightly bow-legged, which is always a sign of a good footballer.
This is very true. This is very, very true with RVP, but the Arsenal version of him anyway. But yes, I like Hatto. I think he's a solid player. It'd be quite difficult for us to poach him, I think, because he's just signed a new contract with Ajax. Yeah,
it means nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, I love him. So yes, Boitendio, I agree with that completely. Pete Geary. Bring back Jorginho or keep Partey for next game. We already kind of covered that, I think.
Yeah,
we wanted Partey to get more minutes against Bournemouth, so he's going to be even more comfortable for the United game at Old Trafford. So, yes, Partey all day long. I don't want to see anything different. Odegaard loves having Partey behind him. And we want to keep seeing that because we're really into it, apparently. Boitendio. Who on our bench do we sell? How many do we sign?
All of them.
We've got to sell so many players. I'll tell you what. Right, just for the sake of it, I'll read the bench today, and I will give you the list of players, and we can go sell, keep, wherever. So that sound good? Let's do that. Let's quickly do that for the sake of posterity. Kivior.
Sell him because we'll get good money from some Italian team.
I completely agree with you. Martinelli.
Oh, he's only 22. Hopefully he's going to get better, but his rate of improvement is stopped.
We've 1,000,000% keep the lad. Absolutely love Martinelli. Got no qualms. Doesn't even come into my purview at all. Not even a tiny bit. Eddie Nketiah.
Yep, bye-bye.
Gabriel
off to Leicester or something like that.
Gabriel Jesus. Oh, yeah, Leicester. They've been promoted back to the Prem. Everyone's like, oh, my God, Leicester are back in the Prem. What? The team with the largest wages in the Championship, back in the Prem. Crazy!
But Vardy has made his entire career of goal hanging. It used to be quick, but the last three or four seasons, just standing there, waiting for the ball to bounce off him and go in. And I think Eddie could do that job. 30 million quid, job done. England international, by the way.
Yep. Gabriel Jesus.
If we can get money for him to put towards buying somebody else, because he's been here for 2 years. He's not exactly ripped it up and been the player that we thought we were going to get. He is unreliable. He's not a good goal scorer, and he is so wasteful.
We've outgrown him. We've outgrown him in two seasons. It's impressive. These names, this is like a comical list, isn't it? Zinchenko.
Oh, get fucked.
Jesus Christ.
Sick of him. And hopefully, wherever he goes, he'll play as a defensive midfielder, which is his best position. He won't have a manager that says, you're playing left back and defensive midfielder, and then you're not actually in left back because that's not his position. And so people run down the right and they do us. So, yeah, not his own, not all his fault, but he's just, he's another one. Remember, like Song used to keep going forward and thinking that he's a modern day Pele. No, son, get back in the middle of the field. That's your job. Stay there. And Zinchenko, stay at left back. Ignore Arteta. He doesn't know what he's on about.
We've outgrown Zinchenko.
Yeah.
Two seasons. We've outgrown him. Season and a half, maybe. ML Smith Rowe. Danny Rowe.
Don't want to talk about it. He'll be off to Aston Villa if they make the Champions League. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
That's pretty fair. Because of my personal love for the man, I want him to stay. My heart wants him to stay.
Oh,
but
yeah.
My brain wants him to go. I think that's fair. Aaron Ramsdale, Danny. Aaron Ramsdale.
So much money wrapped up in that boy. You can't turn down 40 or 50 million for him. He will be England's number one soon. And he just needs a club where he's going to go in and go, I only want 12-year-olds as the backup goalkeeper at this club. I want to play every single game and I want a pigeon clause in my contract. I'm allowed to look at one pigeon per game and not get in trouble because he is a wonderful goalkeeper and a lovely man and a cheeky monkey. But it's too much money to have sitting on the bench playing two games a season.
Have you heard in the media recently that he said that he wants to stay?
Why? Why would you want to stay?
Because he's, I don't know. Because he can sit on the bench and look at all the pigeons. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but he's not gonna get ahead of Raya unless he's having Raya nobbled. Yeah, so no. Too much money wrapped up.
Two more players. Jorginho.
Yeah, I'd keep him for another season. I like him.
Okay. All right. I agree.
He's only 31.
I agree. I agree. I think he's a good squad player. He's experienced. He can do a shift. Fabio Vieira.
Oh, cash in. He's given up bringing on Vieira and Nketiah. He just doesn't bother anymore. He knows they're both just... If you look on the bench, they're wearing Wellingtons because they know they're never going to get a game.
Yeah.
Just leave them. Sell them. Try and find the receipt and sell him back to Porto for a 50% discount.
Yep. I agree. I don't understand what we did there. Whatever we tried to do, we missed the mark. Trav, who do we sign from a top six team to make a statement for next season? Danny, who do we sign? From a top six team. So what, we're talking City, Liverpool, Chelsea?
No, they're not top six. Current top six is Man City.
So current
Liverpool.
So it would be Liverpool, City, Villa.
Yeah. Spurs and Man United.
Do we even mention the scum? Like Newcastle. Speaking of Newcastle, have you heard the rumours?
Oh.
Have you? I'm going to assume by that reaction you haven't heard the rumours of a certain Bruno Gutierrez. Gomares.
Yeah, 100 million.
Being linked to Arsenal, really?
But they all want a couple of our players, hopefully. Those deals never work out. But yeah, I like Guimaraes. But
he's a little scumbag.
But he'd be our scumbag.
Yeah, that's true.
If they're our scumbag, don't like Vieira called him a scumbag.
Yeah, but yeah.
From them, no one from Man United, they're all shit. No one from Spurs are disgusted. Yep. From Villa, not really. Liverpool.
Obviously,
no.
the rumours of what was his name? The central midfielder, number six, Douglas Luiz. The rumours, obviously, Douglas Luiz. They still haven't died down, so that's a possible.
It's just a replacement for Partey. If Partey goes, I mean, I think I read that they'd take 10 to 15 million for Partey.
Yeah. Okay.
He's shown in the last few games that he can still do it. He's getting matched.
Very much in the shop window, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got a big yellow star. No, I won't say that. That's bad history. He's got a big red square around his neck on a bit of string saying for sale. 50% off. Bargain, bargain. One time only deal.
So, very true.
There's Paqueta of West Ham. Oh, he's off to...
No, he's going City. He'll go City.
Is he?
Yeah, he'll go City. City won him. I don't know why.
Jack Grealish.
No.
Could he fit in our side anywhere?
No.
Yes, he can only play half an hour per game because he gets so badly kicked. Yes, he'll go and get iced up the whole time.
I'm not a fan of Grealish. I'm just not a fan of him. I liked him when he's Villa days, but the Grealish that Villa have, City have turned him into, I'm just not a fan. But I didn't even want him from Villa either. He's not a player that I like. He's okay. He's decent, but I don't rate him as a player. I don't rate him personally.
Someone's got an idea, Rodri.
Oh well, yeah, sure, okay. Imagine Rodri in the six. Holy shit! Dear. But that's never going to happen. That's a dream signing.
He can murder people at half time and gets away with it.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. So lots of people have put some comments into the chat. We'll quickly just go through these. If anybody has any more questions, put them in the chat. Question here from Richard Morris. Whilst we're discussing it, we'll go through comments. Just put them up on the screen for everybody to see.
Oh, Edison got injured. Quote from Pep Guardiola, according to Fabrizio Romano. Edison's injury does not look good.
Oh.
Scott Carson in goal then.
I'm well up for Scott Carson. Wait, Ortega's going to come in goal. Ortega's going to come into the goal.
Not as good as Carson, is he?
No, I think Scott Carson is definitely a much better football player than...
They should listen and play him.
I agree. I completely agree. So we've got one question here from Richard Morris. Don't you love Benny Blanco's shithousery? Pinching the goalie's hand today, throwing Cucurella in the goal versus Chelsea. Richard, we were literally talking about Benny Blanco and how he was trying to take the glove, unpeel the glove off of Vicario's hand. And we were getting, I managed to find the tweet. We shared it at the start of the stream. We were wetting ourselves. I pretty much mentioned that in the first 15 minutes of the pod because I was cracking up. I thought it was fun. Fantastic. I think Danny's going to put it back up on the screen. If we can have one more view at it so we can all laugh at it together, that would be
great. I'm busy allowing all of Phil Mackers and Boy Tens.
Oh,
fucking
good God,
sweary
what
bollocks.
Are you swearing about now?
Oh, they're on the very badly behaved young men. Apparently, Phil gave us $1.99 by accident.
Oh, for God's sake, Phil.
He's going to want that back.
No, Phil, you're not having it.
I ain't got that kind of money.
No takesy backsies.
No, right here. If I go here, this one. Go.
There we go. So here's Benny Blanco about to peel the gloves off the keeper. So everybody was talking on Twitter about whether it's a violation of the rules. I don't remember last having a conversation about a player trying to take the keeper's gloves off during the game. So, yeah, well said, Danny. But so my thought process is it's not a rule, but it will be introduced. It's going to be something that will be introduced, I feel. Benny Blanco setting the bar high when it comes to new ways of being a shithouser. So I'm a big fan. He's our man. I absolutely love it. So I'm a big fan of that. If we have any more questions, guys, make sure to put them in the chat. We're only going to do this for a few minutes longer. If you have any good questions, we will answer them. But overall, Danny, we got the victory, didn't we? 3-2 against the scum up the road. We're still in contention for the Prem, putting the pressure on Man City. Yeah. Same Man United.
No.
I'm just making myself laugh at this point. There we go. I fully Carl Jenkins bantered it. Yeah, that's
Man United, Chelsea. Who else? Spurs. Banter Jenkinson turns up. It's just automated. There's nothing I can do about it.
That's very true. Whenever we mention anything moronic, Carl Jenkinson appears as the Archbishop of Banterbury.
Yeah, tell them to calm their tits.
That's exactly right. An incredible result. Absolutely buzzing. We're going to hope and pray that Fulham get a result at Craven and the scum up the road get the result at... and they're playing for... playing for Champions League football, so they've got a lot to play for. So we can only hope and pray that they get the result. Exactly.
Fourth place is a trophy.
This is true. Yeah, it's so funny that they're fighting for that now, isn't it? Absolutely hilarious. Boitendio. Very true. Boitendio here puts Isaac or Watkins would make a statement. Would be signing Palmer. Yeah, but we're not.
Well, they are first, second. Palmer and Watkins are first and second in the combined goals assists for this season. I think Palmer's got 16. Watkins has got 15, and Saka's got 14 combined goals and assists in 2024.
Would you sign Paqueta from West
Ham?
No, because
I can't say it.
But would if he had like your name, our name was Alan Smith.
I'd ask Declan Rice if he wants him there, and go by what Declan says.
Okay,
because Declan knows.
That's true. I don't. He's a solid football player, but I don't see what everybody sees in him. I don't get it. But then I haven't got a football degree, so who knows what? Who cares what I've got to say about anything, if I'm honest with you. I don't think we've got any more questions, really. Oh, no, we have got one more question. Oh, we've got two more questions. You bastards. So we'll go through those questions very quickly now. Renry, do we need a right-sided player to challenge support Saka? If so, who?
All right, I'm saving.
Pedro Neto from Wolves, but he's injury-prone.
That is a good question, because it's got to be someone who is preferably young, who's got years to play. You know, we all know that Saka and Saliba will be off to Real Madrid in about 5 or 6 years if we don't start winning stuff. They would look lovely in a Real Madrid kit along with Jude Bellingham. And so we've only got another 5 years of him. So we've got to say someone in 5 years, you can play where Saka was playing when we've just got 200 million for him from Real Madrid. We've got 90 million for Saliba, unless we start winning championships.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as an actual player, I don't think there is anybody. He's proved that he can just play forever and ever. I found this wonderful.
That's the thing. That's probably why I'm not too worried about having to give too much game time to Pedro Neto, because Saka's still going to play like 90% of the game.
You've got Martinelli and Trossard that can do both sides.
Yeah, sure, but I still think we need someone on the right. We can't keep doing this Martinelli thing. It's obviously throwing him off a lot.
Winnie the Pooh and Piglet sat on a log. Winnie the Pooh's got an Arsenal kit on. Piglet's got an old Arsenal away kit. What day is it? Asked Pooh. It's St. Totteringham's Day, said Piglet. My favourite day, said Pooh.
Nice.
And he killed him.
He did.
And then he hid
all his honey away. He didn't tell him where he put it.
Dirty boy.
That's it. Final question then from Jimmy H. When we look back on the season, if we miss out to City by 2 points, does that count as we bottled the league? Danny, do you want to answer the silly, silly question that Jimmy has put into the chat? Do you want to answer that?
When we look back at the season, if we miss out to Man City, I don't remember the other half it was because I was reading it.
That's all right. So when we look back on the season, if we miss out to City by 2 points, does that count as we bottled the league?
No, bottling it is when you lose 5 or 6 games in a row towards the end, when you're doing what Liverpool do, collapsing and getting fuck all game after game for the last 5, 6, 7 games of the season. Did I keep my no, I didn't. But I can show you what bottling it looks like. I've updated my Google Sheets of my stats, Premier League only. And then I will go and share it with you beautiful people, because it's looking pretty good. Where we are, we go here, and then we do this one. Bing bong, tinkle tinkle, wallop. There we go. Bottling it is doing what we did last season, where in the last 8 games, we won 3, we drew 3, and we lost 3. That's bottling it. Every season, we get up to about game 29, and then we usually bottle it and start losing it. And then once we've bottled it and we can't win it anymore, then we go on a run of winning 3, 4, 5, 6 games in a row. But as you can see, most of our losses, if I'd like to do this and go 38 divided by, I don't know, 4 is going to be, we can't do 19 and divided by 2. So just maybe divide the season up into thirds or quarters and then go, well, that's the first bit, second bit, middle bit, end bit, and see what percentage of wins we got in what part of the season. But as I can't do numbers, Deke, I won't be doing that. But it would be interesting if anyone does know how to count. Because yeah, I don't know how you divide 30 into anything.
I don't know how you do it, so I don't know.
No.
I'm not even going to attempt it.
Echo, what is 38 divisible by? This one, no.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Brilliant. That Amazon sounds like me. I wrote the program Impossible. On that.
Impossible. The internet doesn't know. Can't be done. Move on.
There we go. Boy Tendio has made an interesting comment here. Oh. If you've played 1,000 hours of FM, you have a football degree, Deke. I've played FM since... Oh. Christ, how long have I been playing Football Manager? I've been playing Football Manager since the early noughties.
I've been playing it since Football Manager 93, 94 on the Amiga.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've not played it since then.
I played the very, very first game called Championship Manager. And then years before that, I played Kevin Thomas Football Manager on the on the BBCB. And I didn't have a tape deck to save it. So I'd leave my BBCB on the floor for days after days after days because I didn't want. And then you just have the same players. They just sell it. Players didn't go down in age, didn't go up in age, didn't go down in value, didn't do anything. You just have the same players season after season.
Fairs.
Great days.
Fairs. And Jimmy's got two final questions, and then we will finish everything up here. Jimmy asks, what do we think of shit? What do we think? Who do we... who do we think of shit? Isn't it? Who do we think of shit? Tottenham?
I think it could... Yeah, it could well be Tottenham. I think that is the accepted answer for that.
And what do we think of Tottenham? Shit.
That's
and then you say, that's all right. And then you say, thank you. And then you say, that's all right. And we hate Tottenham. We hate Tottenham. Good stuff, Jimmy. I've not heard of that. I haven't remembered that chant in a very long time. So thanks for bringing that one back.
Because I have got my very own Spurs badge. You may have seen it on all the pictures. I have got that. That's what I have on the thing for the games and for the JPEG for each show. I made that myself.
Danny, why are you putting up cock and balls on the screen?
It's a duck.
Oh,
it's a poorly duck. It's got no bum. But I think that's better than Spurs one by quite some distance.
Christ. There we are. Well, I think that's it, Danny. We've been doing this for an hour and a half. That's enough.
That's enough. We've ended here.
Thanks for all the questions, guys. Thanks for interacting. Thanks for getting involved. We appreciate it. If you're listening to this post, we appreciate you as well. Share it and share it among friends and family. I miss you, Zigga Zigga. I miss you. I miss you wherever you went. I miss you.
I will remember these days fondly, laughing at that little prick.
I completely agree. But thanks to everybody getting involved, Danny. You've been effervescent, as you would call it.
Oh, and you've been tangled. Your hair's been tangly. You've had a hard day at work.
It's freshly washed. It's freshly washed hair, yeah. This is washed hair, and then not me doing anything to it and letting it just air dry. This is what it looks like when it does that.
You might as well be speaking Chinese now. I don't know. I did at half time go in the bedroom and get my buzzer out and shave my eyebrows down to a grade 00 because I needed windscreen wipers to get the hair out of my eyes because they just keep growing. I don't know why my body thinks I need long eyebrows, but it worries me that it thinks I do, and hairy ears. Don't need it, don't want it.
No, I'm not looking forward to those days. Thanks, Danny, for the sales pitch. I really do appreciate it. But once again, guys, you've all been amazing. What a victory we got against the scum up the road. 3-2. We're still in the race for the Premier League. We have to stay positive. Fulham will do a result for us.
We can do predictions.
56
seconds. Should we do it now?
Yeah, go.
What did you say? You sent me one saying 2-0.
I
said 2-1. Here we go. Here are the predictions for the North London Derby. Tomorrow afternoon, Phil Macca, 4-0 the Arsenal. Mr. Boblex, Spurs 2, Arsenal 5. Sy, Spurs 6, Arsenal 2. Brady's Banana, Spuds 1, Arsenal 2. Dejan, Spurs 1, Arsenal 3. And we get a red card as it's a derby. Jim Eves, Spurs 0, Arsenal 4. Canterbury Gunnar, a Desmond 2-2. Boy 10 has gone for... Spurs 1, Arsenal 2. Neil Gunnison, the classic 1-0 to the Arsenal. Ah, Stefan has sneaked in right at the end with a 3-1, the Arsenal. I am going to go 2-1, the Arsenal. It's going to be... And that's all she wrote. That's all there was. No one got it right.
And nobody got it right. Nobody got it right. No one predicted it. And once again, as I said, nobody would have predicted the first card to be in the 77th.
No, definitely not.
What a weird derby that was, guys. But that is it. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in the pregame. We'll see Danny on the pregame for the Bournemouth one on Friday night. And then you'll see me on Saturday. 12:30 kickoff on Saturday, guys. We'll see you in the afternoon for that one, or the evening anyway, on the Saturday. And we'll be discussing the 6-0 victory over Bournemouth, because that's exactly what's going to happen. And we'll keep Solanke very quiet. But good night, everybody. Good night. Good night.
As soon as I scored that goal, I was fucking livid. Get down, dog. Splendid business.
He nearly caught the bloody thing. What are you talking about?
So I've just eaten a full quiche. Well, you don't often see them at Ibs. So when you see them in the supermarket, they need to be swagged, microwaved immediately, and get the brown sauce on and bosh, Bob's your uncle.
Never in doubt.